Talk to you for a couple of minutes, moms and maybe everybody, but I want to talk to you about willing mothers. Willing mothers. Amos Wells wrote a poem called Mothers and Others. He said, others weary of the noise, mothers play with girls and boys. Others work with patient will, mothers labor later still. Others' love is more or less a mother's love with steadiness. Others pardon, hating yet. Mothers pardon and forget. Others keep the ancient score. Mothers never shut the door. Others grow incredulous. Mothers still believe in us. Others throw their faith away. Mothers pray and pray and pray. Amen. I'm very thankful this morning for my mom who is here. Mom, wave, please. Thank you.
Yeah.
She just celebrated a birthday this week. I won't tell how old, but older than me. So you're saying to yourself, she's old. I have some instructions for you, and I got these moms from the aspirin bottle, and I think it's really good advice. If you're a mother with a lot of tension and you get a headache, do what it says on the aspirin bottle. Take 2 aspirins and keep away from children. You're welcome. That's okay. Sometimes we don't read the bottles, but that one's a really good one. As I said, on this Mother's Day, I want to talk to you about willing mothers. And modeling for us today is the mother of Jesus. I will try not to be real lengthy. My objective is to be done by about 11:45 this morning and send you on your way. And with a prayer and some flowers, we have flowers for you up here at the end. You can come up and get one of those as we come up for prayer. But I believe it's important for us to take a look at willing mothers. And this will kind of unfold as I go through the points. Beginning at Luke chapter 1, verse 26, it says, "In the 6th month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, to a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and the angel went to her and said, 'Greetings, you are highly favored. The Lord is with you.' Mary was greatly troubled at these words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, 'Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High.' How will this be?" Verse 34. "How will this be?" asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." Verse 38. Mary said, "I am your servant. May it be to me as you have said." Then the angel left her. As I said, we have quite a model this morning in Mary. It's important for us to realize today that she wasn't Saint Mary. She was Mary. More than likely a teenager at this particular time. It would have been a lot to put on a teenager to be told that the Spirit of the living God was going to come upon her and she was going to be with child. It's really quite amazing that she was willing to go through that. Willing to be favored of the Lord, verse 28. Willing to be unafraid. Willing to be overshadowed by the Holy Spirit. Bottom line, willing to be a mother. You say, well, what's the big deal about that? Well, in our day, it's a huge thing. I don't want to bring a downer here, but it is a reality among us today that many women choose not to be mothers through abortion. Mary was ultimately the mother of 5 boys and some girls. Had to be at least 2 because it was sisters. That means she had at least 7 children. That's a willing mother. She must have liked it the first time, huh? Do you know that half of all pregnancies that are unintended, 4 out of 10 babies will be aborted? That is 1 baby aborted every 26 seconds, 137 every hour, 3,304 every day, 23,196 every week, 100,516 every month, 1,206,182 every year, and since 1973, 56,405,766 babies were aborted, most of which for one reason, and that was that their mommy was not willing to be a mother. The primary reason cited by women according to Planned Parenthood, that is 74%, say having a baby would interfere with work, school, or other things they had going in their lives. I'm very thankful this morning that my mom was willing to be interfered with. Some of these little guys down here, particularly those on the front row, I won't name names. But one of them's Jill's boy. You can tell by the energy package that's going on there, you know, that they interfere. Huh? They interfere. Now, I know how this goes. They interfere with sleep. They interfere with plans. You know, the number of times that we've had plans in our lives and Sharon had to stay away from those plans because one of the kids needed her. And I went on and did whatever it was, church-wise, whatever. These babies interfere. We need more mothers, more women who are willing. You know, we talk about choice. This morning I commend those willing mothers who made the choice to have the baby and to allow their lives to interfere with yours. I understand, and I'm not bringing judgment that's between God and those individuals that choose to do it, and perhaps some of you in here this morning have chosen to end a pregnancy. This isn't a judgment against you. But you need to understand this morning, I do commend those mothers who are willing to let children interfere with your life. So Mary is willing to be, but she was also willing to do. If you go into Luke chapter 2, verse 21, it says, on the eighth day when it was time to circumcise him, he was named Jesus, the name the angels had given him before he had been conceived. And when the time of their purification according to the law of Moses had been completed, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him before the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Actually, it calls for them to bring a lamb. But if they couldn't afford a lamb, they could bring two doves or two pigeons. So we could see his mommy and daddy were not people of means. Mary models for us a willing mother. She was willing to do what the Lord required. You know, we start with a large group of women who are willing to be mothers. And then we start narrowing this down just a little bit when we talk about willing to do what the Lord requires. I have witnessed, and I'm sure you're witnessing as well, as there's a lot of mothers today that are not willing to do what they need to do just in the basics of life. We see it on the news. We see it all around us, mothers who are neglecting their children. It's sad, isn't it? I'm sure to you moms that are faithful and willing to to do what needs to be done. That's probably heartbreak for you to see as a mother has abandoned her children. Or, well, a few years ago, not too many now, a few years ago, I had a mother of four disappear out of my congregation. And I got the phone call, and I went to be with the dad, and their children ranged from 15 down to 6 months, and she disappeared. And for 3 days, nobody knew where she was at, and they finally got a phone call to her oldest daughter saying that she had met a guy online and moved to upstate New York to be with him. And the mother said to her oldest daughter, "I want you to come and be with me. You're the only one that I like." She didn't want to mess with the other kids. She didn't want anything to do with them. Went through an amazing time as I went through this with the dad. I sat in the courtroom and listened to the judge force him to pay for the oldest daughter to be flown to upstate New York to be with that mother who had abandoned the rest of the kids. And just as of just a very short time ago, I heard from him, and he's still raising the rest of those kids all by himself. You see, what prompts a message like this? Things like that prompt a message like this. When I see willing moms who are willing to do and willing to be a mom and willing to do for children the way that they should, and they're not ashamed to be called mom, but rather they do what needs to be done for their children, I give this. Because we're living in a world where the enemy of our souls is breaking down the home in every way that he can. And one of the ways that he's doing that is he's taking the willingness away from mothers to take care of their kids. Sad. I'll not take that any farther, but there's another level of ministry and doing for children that many mothers are neglecting, and that is doing what is required of the Lord. God, who created us, has a pattern. He has a way. It's really neat to look at our model this morning, Mary, and see that she inconvenienced herself because she was in Galilee. She needed to go to the temple to offer these sacrifices. Wouldn't you love to make a donkey ride journey of 80 some miles or perhaps more than that on the donkey to go and offer a sacrifice because God said it was acceptable? How many of you ladies wish you could do that? Now, it's kind of hard for me to see. I don't see many hands. See, Mary, you know, we applaud her for being willing to bring Jesus into this world, but there was more to her than that. She was a willing mom. She was willing to do what the Lord required. Leviticus says a woman who becomes pregnant and gives birth to a son will be ceremonially unclean for 7 days. On the eighth day, the boy is to be circumcised, and the woman must wait 33 days to be purified from her bleeding. And when the days of her purification are over, she is to bring to the priest at the entrance of the tent of meeting a year-old lamb for burnt offering and a young pigeon or dove for a sin offering. If he cannot afford a lamb, she is to bring two doves or two pigeons. You see, sometimes there are personal sacrifices that have to be made as part of motherhood. See, there are some moms who are willing to be mothers because they like that experience of becoming mothers and saying that they are a mother, but they step back from doing what needs to be done to take care of the children. I applaud those willing mothers who are willing to do, and those who are willing to do what the Lord requires, I take my hat off to you today. I saw a little poem that a mother wrote. It said, "I wish I had a golden voice to sing my master's praise. With perfect tone and time and pitch, my voice I'd ever raise. But as I scrub my floor today, my heart is full of love and thanks for home. So I will lift my tuneless hymn above. And while I sing, my little girl will crow with apt delight. She thinks her mother's voice is like an angel in its flight. Perhaps my maker listens too, and with those same ears of love, and just the tones I mean to sing reach his throne above. You see, I believe that he's watching, he has seen all of those to-dos, those sacrifices, moms, that you make. I believe the Lord sees them. I know that when you do what he requires and it puts you out, it takes you the extra mile, that the Lord is very aware of it. And may he add his blessings to my praise of you this morning. Thirdly, this morning, I want to talk to you about being willing to remember. I'm always amazed in our household. I get the kids all mixed up as to which one of our three kids did what when they were young. Any other dads? Come on, dads. You know, I'll be talking and I'll use a certain name and I hear, no, that was Ryan. Are you sure? I was thinking that was Elaine. No, that was Ryan. And I'll say, yeah, he was about 3 years old. And I hear, no, he was about four then. It's not just the spirit of liking to correct me, which does exist in our home. She's not here. She's with her mom today, but I can talk about her freely, as long as none of you tell. There's a willingness to remember the uniqueness of each child. Time won't permit me this morning to read to you from Luke chapter 2, verses 41 to 52, but it was Jesus in the temple, and he went there and was missing from their group when they left, and they finally went back and found him. And it says that then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them, but his mother treasured all these things in her heart. Willing mothers remember. They're the catalog of events. They collect little things to help their remembrances. You know, little mementos of things that probably most of us dads would toss away. They put on refrigerators, hang on mirrors. What's this here for? What's this scribbling? That was a note to me. Treasured possession that goes into the box. I know I've moved those boxes. Don't you think maybe we need those? When's the last time you got into them? It doesn't matter. We need them. Willing mothers remember. Willing to remember the uniqueness of her child. Willing to remember the little things that give background to a child and make them a healthy adult. His mother treasured all these things in her heart. I found this. An overworked mother of three active boys was playing in the yard with her boys one afternoon when her neighbor came by to borrow a cup of sugar. One of her boys aimed his pistol at his mother and yelled, "Bang, you're dead." The mother acted the part perfectly. She took the shot and fell to the ground. When she fell to the ground, she didn't get up. Her neighbor waited for her to get up. She didn't get up. So concerned, she ran over to see if she was hurt from the fall. And as the neighbor bent over, the mother opened one eye and whispered, "Shh, please don't give me away. This is the only chance I'll ever get to rest." Mothers remember. Number four, willing to instigate, if I can read my writing. In John chapter 2, we have the story of the very first miracle of Jesus. Many of us forget that in the midst of that, his mother said, "Help them." And he said to her, "My time's not yet come." And she, being a mom, a willing mom, ready to move him forward. You have to understand, he was 30 years old. It's time for the boy to leave home. She said to the servants, "Do what he says." And Jesus, of course, told them to go and fill the vessels full of water and then serve it. It was the best wine of the whole feast. Who instigated that? It was a willing mom. You see, willing moms are willing to see the potential in their children. They're looking for their children to be the best. I'm amazed at the selfishness of some women when it comes to their children. All they can think about is themselves, and they turn their attention away. So I commend you moms that are willing to sacrifice the new dress yourself so that the precious little ones that you brought into this world can have some new clothes. I commend you this morning for your willingness to instigate in their lives new paths and new things. You push them on into taking lessons and doing things that maybe they don't even want to do today, but one day they can serve the Lord with instruments, or they can flourish in their lives. I don't want to go to school. You need to go to school. I don't want to go to college, but you will need college. And you push them on. You help them on. You help them to realize things that they don't realize themselves. Willing to instigate the next moves. I take my hat off to you. I commend you. Then there's willing to keep. In Luke chapter 8, verse 19, can't read too much to you. One day Jesus is ministering in a house, and the house is full of people. And Mary and his brothers and sisters are all standing outside. Now Jesus is an adult. He has a full-blown ministry. But she didn't abandon him. On more than one occasion, we find her following Jesus. Willing mothers to keep willing to keep track of her children even when they are adults. My mom has been following the progress of our rebuilding of this house. She came about a month ago and tried to get in. I wouldn't let her. She's shaking her head, yes. I said, "Oh, please wait, it's a mess." That was as much for me as for my wife, because there were boxes everywhere and upside down. But there was a willingness and a desire to stay involved in my life. One of the grand privileges that I have, even at 62 and a half years old, is to know that every single morning my mom gets up and prays for me. Whatever's going on in my life, whatever's happening in my life, I can share it with her and know that I have a prayer partner. When I'm concerned of the weakness in my body, then I can turn, because she is willing to keep her part as a mom, as a prayer warrior. I take my hat off to you moms who pray for your kids. See, again, it's really easy to become selfish and just to be oriented. They get out of your house, they're on their own, and it's very easy to just focus on your own thing, where you're at, what you're doing. But we have a model in Mary who took all the, at least seven kids, and said, "Come on, we're going to make the journey. And we're going to go see your brother Jesus." And he didn't let her in. See, Mom, it was biblical. Sorry. Then there's willing to be present for the difficult things. One of the pictures that we have as Jesus is hanging on the cross in Luke chapter 19 is that his mother stood there and watched him be crucified. Willing mothers are willing to be present on the difficult days. All of us have some difficult days in our lives, and it's a good thing when we've got a willing mother who cares. There's a small boy that went into a lingerie department of a store to purchase a gift for his mother. He bashfully told his clerk that he wanted to buy a slip for his mom, but he didn't know her size. The woman explained it would be helpful if he could describe her. Was she fat, thin, short, tall? The youngster replied, "Well, she's just about perfect." So the clerk sent him home with a size 34. And a few days later, the mother came to exchange the gift as it was too small. She needed a size 52. Just about perfect. May her children return and call her blessed. That's what the scripture says. How does that happen? It happens by mothers being willing. And finally, one more scene in Mary's life that really shows her willingness. And that is her willingness to be obedient to fulfill God's plan for her own life. We find her in Acts chapter 1. In the upper room. If you would, please, that is at the altar. Because Jesus, her son, had said, "You go and wait until you have been empowered from on high." And she, numbered among the 120 who were obedient, went to the upper room and waited for the Holy Spirit to descend. One of the 120 who were in the upper room and received that infilling of the Holy Spirit on the very first Pentecost was his mother, because she was willing to be obedient to the Lord. I believe that God is still looking for women who are willing. Amen. Do you have the last slides here? Willing to be a mother in God's way and at God's time. Willing to do what the Lord requires concerning the child. Willing to remember the uniqueness of her child. Willing to investigate to see the full potential of her child. Willing to keep track of her child even as an adult. Willing to be present even on difficult days. And willing to be obedient to fulfill God's plan. We have an incredible model in Mary. And I believe we have some of the incredible models right here.